I'm Vicky Merrick. Coming up now, the local food report with Elspeth Hay. And this week, Elspeth learned some history about the wild turkey on Cape Cod.
One of my younger daughter's first words was turkey. We see the wild birds everywhere on the Outer Cape, in the woods, near her daycare, along Route 6, and out in our backyard. And we all know the Thanksgiving story. Nearly 400 years ago, wild turkeys fed the Pilgrims and Native Americans in Plymouth for their three-day feast. But for a while, wild turkeys were geographically extinct in Massachusetts. Today, I talk with Cape Cod National Seashore wildlife ecologist Bob Cook to find out what happened and how the turkeys made such an impressive comeback.
What happened with the wild turkey is similar in some ways to what happened to a lot of different species of wildlife here in the Northeast during the period of colonial settlement and agricultural expansion. A combination of conversion of the habitat from forests to open agricultural land in conjunction with unregulated hunting.
Turkeys live in the woods. Here they eat a lot of acorns and the buds from evergreen plants, which means as forests were cleared for farmland, turkeys lost places to hide and their food. People hunted them with guns, but also in even simpler ways.
They were also just trapping them into pens. You can basically build weirs, you know, the same principles that are used to trap fish can be used to trap birds, lead them into a funnel trap.
The last wild turkey was killed in Massachusetts in 1851, and turkeys stayed extinct here until the mid-1970s. State officials started trying to bring them back as early as 1911, but they were using game farm and domesticated turkeys, and these birds didn't survive in the wild.
So what happened is that apparently there were still some remnant populations of true wild turkeys that could be found in the more remote sections of New York State. And once New York State had become successful in restoring their populations of wild turkeys, they allowed turkeys from New York State to be transplanted to some of the neighboring states. Here on Cape Cod, 28 wild turkeys were transplanted to Wellfleet, and that's essentially the basis of all of the wild turkeys we have here on the Outer Cape.
28 turkeys. That was in 1995. Since then, those 5 toms and 23 hens have turned into a multitude. Bob says it's hard to know exactly how many wild turkeys we have today, but state officials are able to monitor the population's ups and downs.
Several years ago, I spoke with somebody from the Mass Fish and Wildlife about how they monitored the turkey population. And one of the things they mentioned was how many calls about nuisance turkeys they receive as an index of the size of the turkey population out here.
A quick Google search indicates the turkeys are doing just fine. There's a video of turkeys repeatedly attacking a Falmouth mailman, for example, and multiple newspaper articles in the past few years about turkey disturbances and displays. Our area started allowing turkey hunting in 2010, and there's now a local hunting season on the Cape for turkeys in both the spring and the fall. For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can see some pictures of the wild turkey and learn more about its history on our website at capeandislands.org. This local food report is edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening, and happy Thanksgiving.